Indy, I don't want to worry you about these things, but as long as you is aware of the lodge, I think I ought to tell you.
Well, between this lodge and the way that game of being involved, I'm protecting against something you have no business. I don't know what I've stolen or something.
Well, what is the trouble with him?
Well, you hear about that telegram that he got from Rudy Taylor.
Yeah, I hear a little about that. I hear much more. So what is the trouble?
Well, some time ago when Willard Parker was living here, he had a gal over to the house by the name of Christy Blake that wanted to meet him. So I took Amos over to
him. Oh, yes, I remember that. Amos didn't know that Christy Blake was going to be there that night. I remember that now.
Yeah, so the other day, Amos was standing on the corner with a taxi cab. Christy Blake happened to pass by, and he stopped and started talking to Amos. Old man Taylor, Rupi's papa, just happened to walk by as Amos was talking to Christy Blake.
Well, did old man Taylor get mad?
Amos said that he went over to see old man Taylor. He didn't act like he was mad. But somebody has done send Rupi a telegram. Now Amos gets a telegram from Rupi.
Well, what did the telegram say that Amos got from Rupi?
Rupi thinks that Amos is in love with Christy Blake. And wants to know if Amos wants an engagement ring back. Everything is a mess, that's all I know.
Well, now, Brother Andy, I don't want to worry about your stuff at the lodge, though, but we have got two or three things down there that we have got to fix up.
Looks like to me that everything down there needs fixed up. What is the population?
Well, now we are going ahead and fix up the lodge, though. We have got to let the contract.
Let it do what?
Just let it.
What's the contract want to do after you left?
No, no, Brother Andy. That is just a repression. That's the contract.
Well, as far as I am concerned, let us do whatever it wanted to.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Here comes Amos now.
Well, there you go. Hello, Amos.
Yeah, hello there. What's going on down here? What's the matter now?
Oh, nothing.
Well, Brother Amos, there ain't nothing wrong. We are just straightening out some little things.
Tell Amos what you're going to do with the contract there. Is that it here?
Amos, we is getting ready to fix up the lodge hall, the interior.
You will, huh?
Tell him about the contract and watch the expression on his face.
What about the contract?
Well, I'll come into that in just a minute. You see, we've got to have some company come over there with a lot of carpenters and everything and fix up the lodge hall. Got to fix the plaster on the walls on the inside. Some of the wallpaper is off, you know, and fix up them holes in the floor. So I was getting ready to let the contract.
Let it do what?
There you are. There you are. That's my partner.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, no, no, Brother Amos. I mean, we are going to let out the contract.
Where is it now?
Amos, he mean he is going to let it out.
That's what I say. What do you mean? You're going to let it out in the air or something?
No, 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 no. We are going to let the contract to some company.
You see there, Amos? Get something in your head.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, the three of us have got to figure out who gets the contract.
Give us the hand. I've got enough to worry about now.
Have to analyze the situation. I think you better keep it dictated.
Oh, no, boys. I mean, that we have got to let the contract to some company that's going to do the work here.
Well, what is he
going to
let the contract do?
Amos, he is just going to plain every day let the contract. Just let.
Just let him?
Yes.
Now, here is the way the thing stands now. Just three of us get together on the situation here. Now, let's sit right down here and get together.
Go ahead.
Well, now, I have got some bids on the work. One company will take care of everything, like putting the plaster up and putting the wallpaper and putting the fences in, fixing the lights, fixing the clothes, and taking the inside.
What is that going for?
And where are we going to get the money to pay for?
Well, we can figure out some way of paying for it, but what I want to show you, boys, is this. Now, here is a contract from one of the companies that they do the job for $250. But that's going to mean nothing to us, you see. But here's another one from another company that will do the job for $600. But we get the discount of 50%.
Well, now, what is the difference?
He ain't quick on figures like we is. We gotta figure that out for him.
Well, the bus population is the best one for the North Pole, but the Texas population is the best one for us.
Well, let's look over this thing here and see what's here.
Well, what are these things you got here, Hill?
Well, now, I'll read to these right here. We'll look them over.
By the way, Henry, you ain't need no telegram for these up here.
No, it ain't no telegram. Forget about love when we were talking business with you.
Don't worry, Amos. Everything will come out all right, boy.
Yeah, that's down all right, but I was worried.
Well, let's get down to the contract now, Kate, so we can let the contract do what it's going to do.
All right, boy. Now, I'll start reading it.
Let me get off my coat, Kate.
Go ahead with the contract, Kate. Figure this thing out. By the way, Amos, how was this?
No good.
Well, I found that out. If you just stop dreaming about love all day, you do some work. Go ahead with the contract.
Don't you hop all over me now, Andy.
Shut up.
I ain't gonna do it.
Go ahead.
Well, now, here is one from the Quick Building Construction Company. There's this contract entered into this blank check.
Wait a minute. I don't think Amos is getting it all.
I ain't getting none of it.
Well, now, that just means that the contract is entered on the day that we put in there.
Oh, sure.
Dennis says they are buying between the Quick Building Construction Company, party of the first part, and the Mystic Knights of Steel, party of the second part. Where is this?
He is trying to be funny now, King said. Go on, read it.
Witness.
With who?
Written there.
Go ahead, King. Go on.
Well, now, I'll run over this quick. The party of the first part, we use to patch up the best they can. Dead large hole, and fix it up the best they can with what wood and plaster they have got. And, furthermore, the party of the first part, we use to paint the large hole with 1 coat of paint. The party of the second part, be it that they will deposit with the party of the first part 1/2 of the total sum of unsigning of the contract.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I figured it that way. Yeah.
Then it says here, after said work is completed, the party of the second part will pay the party of the first part the other half. It is further agreed that the party of the second part will keep the members out of the hall while the party of the first part is working.
Well, let me ask you one question. A while ago, when I first come in here, we were talking about a contract. What's the come of that, and what is this thing you is reading now?
Tell him what happened to the contract, Amos, where you put it and all that.
Why, Amos, this is the contract that I'm reading now.
Oh, what's here, huh?
Amos, you get dumber and dumber, you know it?
Never.